Smart Beverage Board to order. Marshall, if you could call the roll.
Yes. Chair LaHare.
Present by phone.
Okay. Mr. Forrester.
Present.
Mr. McKinley.
Here.
Vice Chair Salyer.
Here.
Ms. Wells.
Present.
Mr. Woods.
Here.
Mr. Weems.
Present, electronically.
Okay. Chief Quillen.
Here.
See, it is not coming.
Okay. So, you'll be doing the secretary aspect of it today?
Yes, sir.
All right. So, before we get started, I want to read a statement. So, electronic meetings have been approved by Governor Bill Lee through the end of the year. So, a determination by the board that meeting electronically and limiting the physical presence of the public at the meeting is necessary to protect public health, safety, and welfare of all concerned in light of the COVID-19 virus. Any questions in regards to that?
Everybody needs to affirm it. Do you want me to call roll or do you want to ask?
Yes, if you will.
Okay.
We'll call roll.
Chair LaHare.
I affirm.
Mr. Forrester.
Affirm.
Mr. McKinley.
I'm sorry, what are we affirming?
The electronic meeting.
Okay, affirm.
Vice Chair Salyer.
Affirm.
Ms. Wells.
Affirm.
Mr. Woods.
Affirm.
Mr. Weems.
I affirm.
Chief Quillen. Now, you can move on.
All right. Next, we're going to look at the approval of the minutes. If everyone take a moment to look at the November 3rd minutes. Is there any discussion on those minutes? Any questions, concerns? No? Anything in the room there?
Nope.
Okay. Well, if someone would like to make a motion to accept the minutes of the November 3rd regular business meeting as proposed.
So moved. Stephen up here.
And who will second that?
I'll second it.
Okay. No, Ms. Wells? All right. All in favor, say aye.
Yeah, let me do roll call. Sorry. Mr. Forrester?
Yes.
Mr. McKinley?
I'm sorry, I don't know what we're...
The meeting, the minutes from the meeting. I'm trying to turn this volume up. I forgot the speakers. Okay, Vice Chair Salyer?
Yes.
Ms. Wells?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Mr. Weems?
Yes.
Chief Quillen?
Yes.
Chair LaHare?
Yes.
Okay, we'll let the record reflect the motion to approve the minutes is carried. And now we would like to move on to applications. If you could call the first applicant up. Do we have a representative from... I was looking at the minutes. From the Hens Pub available?
Yes.
Okay, if you'll come to the front there.
Right here so that they can...
Mr. Marshall will direct you.
See you.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, and Ms. Chico, if you could swear her in.
Raise your right hand.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I'm nervous.
It's okay. Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give before the King's Court Beverage Board today is the truth and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. Please state your name and address.
Estelita Schaefer. 4202 Highway 11W, Bluffville, 37617.
All right, thank you, Ms. Schaefer. First of all, if you could give us some background on the business and operations of that business that you plan to open and how beer will be implemented in your business plan.
Well, first off, it's definitely going to be a restaurant, and we would like for the option to serve beer. We have several recreational things that are going to take place there as far as a darting league and a pool league. which is why I'm filing for the beer license, is to be able to accommodate them at night.
Okay. So what hours do you plan on serving beer? Is it the whole time you're open, or just when you have these special tournaments?
Well, I would like to do it the whole time I'm open, but I would assume that it's probably going to be only at night time that people would be mostly drinking, because we're going to have a full restaurant and serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Okay. All right. Now, how do you intend to monitor the sale of alcoholic beverages?
Well, each one of my employees will have to take a tips class.
Okay. Are there any questions from the board? Any concerns from the board?
Are you going to have live music?
No. Okay.
The chief asked if she was going to have live music. She said no.
Okay. Great question. And, Ms. Shaver, the reason we're asking that question, we've had some issues in the past at that location. So loud music or motorcycle nights, we've had numerous complaints from the surrounding community. I do like that you're primarily a restaurant first. Maybe that will, you will not have those type of situations. But just to let you know, we've had folks from the community, surrounding neighbors, who've complained about prior license holders in that location due to noise and live bands and music and things of that nature. Is that anything you would have live music or?
I don't believe the place is big enough to handle that, which is probably why there was an issue with neighbors, because the place is small.
What about a jukebox?
Yeah.
There is a jukebox. I have actually had to rearrange the whole place. It was extremely filthy. The jukebox has been put against the wall on this side, furthest away from the outside wall.
Right. Any further questions from the board?
Would you repeat the hours?
It'll be 7 a.m. to 3 a.m. because we'll be serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Mr. McKinley asked her for her hours. Sorry, did somebody...
10 a.m. to 3 a.m., correct?
7 a.m.
I thought on the application, I thought I saw 7 a.m., but let me back and look.
Yeah, 7. That's correct.
Now, the application says 7 a.m. to 3 a.m., but it's actually going to be 10 a.m.?
No, 7.
No, 7.
Okay, I misheard you. I'm sorry. All right. All right, Ms. Marshall, are there any issues with the application? You have everything you need?
I'm waiting on the health permit.
I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
I'm waiting on the health permit. She didn't have that yet. And did somebody else have a question here on Zoom?
I'm having a difficult time hearing you. I apologize, Angie.
I thought someone else had a question when Mr. McKinley asked her about the hours. I just wanted to make sure.
Can anyone online here? I can't understand. I can't understand you. It's kind of muffled.
This is Mike Forrester. We can't understand either. Or anything that's said on your end. Sorry.
Okay.
No, I'm hearing you.
Okay. Sorry. I just wanted to make sure no one else had a question. I thought I heard somebody speaking when Mr. McKinley asked her about her hours, so.
I think Mr. LaHare had a question, possibly.
I do. I have several questions, actually. One is the domestic assault. And I know it was dismissed, but did that have anything to do with previous businesses that were worked at?
No.
Okay. And then, as far as the work history, I see that you had worked at the pub and the Wagon Wheel. Would you have considered those restaurants and or a bar?
The Wagon Wheel I would consider a bar. The pub, I worked a day shift at the pub, which was 11 to 7, and we done a lot of cooking. We had a lot of orders that came out for the Eastman, and I would say that during the daytime, it was more of a restaurant, but at night, it was definitely a bar.
And then as far as, have you submitted a menu to Ms. Marshall already?
Yes, and I have several others here if they would like to see the menus.
Sure.
Okay. And if you wouldn't care to, if you wouldn't care to elaborate for those of us that are not present, what the menu is going to entail for the different meal, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, what you're going to have on the menu, if you don't care.
Yes.
breakfast. Considering there's a restaurant across the street, and we're not sure. How well the breakfast is going to go over. We're doing a simple, like, sausage biscuits, bacon biscuits, sausage and egg biscuits, grandma's sausage biscuit and gravy, a southern chocolate biscuit and gravy. We also have BLT, egg, bacon, egg and cheese sandwiches, and fried bologna would be our breakfast menu. Lunch would be hamburgers, double burgers, hot dogs, fried bologna, wings, club sandwiches, chicken sandwiches, tenders, chef salads. And that would also be served during the dinner hours, too. We will be doing dinner specials every night of the week. We'll have a different dinner special, spaghetti, hamburger steak, soup beans, chicken and dumplings, fried fish, roast beef, and chili beans. Our dessert menu will be banana pudding, chocolate cake, cheesecake, and cobbler.
Excellent. So it sounds like you're going to have a full menu.
Yes, sir.
In regards to employees, I know that you did state that you're going to have tips trained employees. Initially, do you anticipate, how many employees do you anticipate having?
It'll
be yourself and family, or?
It'll be myself and two other people.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
It's myself and two other people.
And two other employees?
Yes, sir.
So, in regards to the noise issues that we've had in the past, while we cannot hold you accountable for what has been done by prior permit holders, I stress that it is very important to maintain a business that is conducive to that area, that follows the regulations that are set forth by the city ordinance. Noise can be an issue, you know, as is if there's anybody that's going to be drinking outside of the four walls in which you are licensed to serve, there's people can't be on that back area towards the green belt. They cannot be outside in the parking lot. And we want you to succeed. At the same time, we have to be understanding of the area businesses and residents. So, as you said, if restaurant first, bar second would be the best model to be following. It sounds like you have a good model that you put in place to make that happen. I would caution you that this board will be rather quick to respond if things are not being done properly.
One of the bigger
problems. All right, thank you, Mr. O'Hare.
That area is just watching that.
Any other questions or concerns for the applicant?
The biggest thing with that area, and one thing, you know, we've seen in the past, is just watching the noise in the parking lot. That's really been the biggest, one of the biggest complaints.
Well, and my number one thing is this is a business. I'm here to make money, and I've got a kid that's going to college in 4 years. So I don't want any riffraff. I don't want any of the stuff. I've heard the stories of what's going on down there. It will not be like that anymore. I've talked to the police department already, asked them if they could make patrols at night. because I don't want the crowd that was there.
I have a question, and I'm sorry I just didn't hear, but you said in the evening you're going to have games.
I will be hosting a darting association for darting league.
Darts.
Yes, sir. And also an APA, which is the American Pool Players Association.
Okay.
Okay, if there's no further questions for the applicant, Ms. Marshall, is the application complete? Do you have all the health documents and everything that we need to proceed?
No, I'm waiting on the health permit from her.
Okay, all right. So if we made a motion today, it would be in lieu of
yes.
waiting to receive that that document. Mr. Weems, are there any zoning or planning aspects that we need to be concerned about?
No, the zoning is appropriate.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Billingsley, are there any legal concerns?
I have a few questions, if I may ask, Mr. Chairman. Ms. Schaefer, I'm sorry I'm not facing you. I'm going to face the computer. Do you understand, did you receive a copy of the ordinances pertaining to the service of beer and the sale of beer in Kingsport?
Was it with the paperwork for the beer application?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I did.
Did you read that?
Yes, sir.
Okay, do you understand it?
Yes, sir.
You understand your obligations?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Your hours that you've scheduled, do you understand that you're not to change those hours or the time that you're closed without notifying the beverage board through the secretary first?
Yes, sir.
You understand that? Okay. So if it turns out that 3 o'clock is too late, you want to change it to midnight or something, you need to let her know,
okay.
The secretary know, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. You understand, and I'm going to bear this out both in this location and the other one. We've had issues with the operation of these businesses in the past with the neighbors. There are people right across the street from you who live there, and they don't stay up till 3 in the morning every morning. And do you understand that you're responsible for whatever noise you make? And if you interfere with their peaceful enjoyment of the property, you're in violation of the ordinances of the city of Kingsport. Do you understand
yes,
that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So you have to somehow operate your business, whether it's in your parking lot or whatever, so it doesn't interfere with the people across the street and their private peaceful enjoyment of their property. You understand that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I want to make it clear because the problem we had there before is we've had it twice now, is and I'm not disputing what you're saying. They had pool and darts too, and it brought in a whole group of people that, and I have nothing wrong with motorcycles, but people out there on motorcycles, you're starting a motorcycle at 3 a.m. in the morning right across the street from this residence, and it's a straight pipe, didn't even have a muffler on it. It's pretty darn loud.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, if you live across the street, you would agree, you'd get tired of hearing that every day, wouldn't you?
Yes, I live okay. on 11W, and I get tired of hearing it.
Okay, so those are grounds for revoking a permit. This is a privilege that you have. I mean, we have a hearing, but I want you to understand, you can't interfere with your business can't interfere with their enjoyment of their property. You understand
yes,
that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I stress that to you carefully. And you understand that your patrons, it's on-premise, must keep the beer inside the premises at all times.
Yes, sir.
They cannot walk out with a beer, even on your property.
Right.
You understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any questions that you would like to ask me or the assistant city attorney about the sale of beer in the city of Kingsport?
No, sir.
Okay. If you do, you direct those to Ms. Marshall, and we'll try to provide a reasonable response to you should you have a question about service or whatever. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. That's all.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Billingsley. Chief Quillen, are there any issues from a law enforcement standpoint?
No issues, Chairman. I would just mention that from time to time, the police department does compliance checks throughout the city for any business that sells alcohol. So keep that in mind.
Yeah.
And good luck.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Chief. So do we have a motion to grant an on-premise permit based on receipt of all the regulatory paperwork that's required?
What does it mean?
So moved.
All right, do we have a second?
I'll second.
Mr. McKinley seconded.
Did they make it subject to the health?
Okay, yes. Mr. Forrester made the initial motion. Okay. All in favor?
No, nope. Let me.
Angie, we're going to do a roll call.
Okay. Mr. Forrester?
I think better.
Mr. Forrester?
Yes.
Mr. McKinley?
Approve.
Vice Chair Salyer?
Approve.
Ms. Wells?
Approve.
Mr. Woods?
Approve.
Mr. Weems?
Approve.
Chief Quillen?
Approve.
Chair LaHare?
Show that the motion to grant an on-premise permit for the Hens Pub has carried, and Ms. Schaefer, you can contact Angie when you get that permit that she needs from the state, and she'll make arrangements with you to get your license to you at that point.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you all so much.
Thank you.
You cannot sell beer between now and
right.
7 and 12 on Sunday.
Yes, okay. Yes. Thank you.
Okay, do we have anyone representing the Woodstone New York Deli from J. Lee Properties?
Yes. No, you're not talking about you. Where is? Yes, you can leave. Oh, I guess not. I thought she was...
Oh, okay, so they were all together?
Yes.
Okay, well... We will table that application then until the next meeting. If you want to reach out to them and see what's going on. Well, that's all of our permits then. Is there any unfinished business that we would like to discuss or any new business that we would like to discuss?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. If I may, we had intended to have a show cause hearing today on Boogie Moe's. The gentleman has surrendered his permit, so that's unnecessary. And I just wanted to inform the Beverage Board of that fact, since we had that at the last meeting.
All right, thank you. And one thing I would like to bring to the board, and maybe this is something Mr. Billingsley and Chief Quillen can comment on. I know during the COVID-19, we've had permit holders who have been shut down or who maybe shuttered their restaurant business but have been opening up for special events only, so they are outside their hours. They haven't communicated that to Angie, I'm aware of. So what... Do you have any concerns, Mr. Billingsley, or any thoughts on how we can manage that aspect? I mean, you know, there's multiple businesses I've seen in town that are possibly doing that, so they're in violation of the permit. I don't know if there's a COVID-19 exception or not for that.
Can I just say that every December 1st, I just got this ready last week, so it will go out this week, the finance department sends out the privilege tax bill for its calendar year. So they're supposed to pay by December 31st for next year. I have included a letter. I do that every year, and I kind of update it to say it used to just say if you change your business name or ownership structure, but I have added the hours code from the stipulation and that they need to contact me if anything has changed from when they originally applied. So everybody, every permit holder on and off premise will get that.
Okay.
If that helps.
Do we have any concerns with the folks who have not notified us who are doing special events?
It's a violation of the permit. It's a violation of the ordinance. I don't know. I'm not personally aware of any of them. I'm not personally aware of it. But if it's going on, we certainly need to talk about it.
Okay.
And the reason is, the police need to know when this is being
making any allegations against any businesses. But I, seen social media, certain businesses advertising Thanksgiving parties and Halloween parties, but their business as a restaurant has been closed for months. So that just concerns me that they still hold the beer permit for special events, but they're not, they haven't amended their permit hours. But I can send you an example of one of those or a couple of those I've seen on the internet. But you know, that's something we would need to investigate if it's an issue. The other thing I wanted to bring up, I know other municipalities have curtailed their hours, and I think I don't want to speak for Steve, but we've had folks in the community express that some of our local businesses who have changed their hours and not notified us, maybe they're closing early because of COVID-19, and that's resulting in overflow business to other establishments, which you think overflow business is good, but if you've got to control, you can't control what the person's done before they came to your business and they're coming to get the last two or three rounds at your business, how do you know? You know, it just creates problems for some of our permit holders. Have we had any thoughts on from a city standpoint of shortening the allowable hours to sell alcohol or beer specifically in the city?
I have no idea.
So this is Chandler. So this is Chandler here. So in regards to the businesses that may be operating outside of what's designated, I think we may want to look into that. If they do still have a full menu and they're servicing as a restaurant serving beer, that's not a problem. But if they're just an opening as a bar and don't have the food component in place at the time that they're serving, then they would be out of compliance with the ordinance. And then as far as the shortening of hours, I've had several business owners that do have permits that have noticed that they have picked up clientele, probably be the best way to put it, that are coming to them that they're not willing to serve because they believe that they've been somewhere else, that place is closed, maybe at an earlier time. They're trying to come in and get the last round or two at their establishment, and a couple of them have actually stated that they've denied service to those customers. You know, as far as from a time that we may reduce our hours, that might help with that situation. 3 a.m. is a late time compared to a lot of other municipalities. It's something that I think as a board we may want to discuss. And from the legal department, we may look to guidance from the legal department for that also. We want to have an atmosphere that's conducive for businesses, but also an atmosphere that is good for the city overall.
Thank you, Ms. Lahair. So any thoughts on moving forward on how we should approach this issue? Or is it an issue that we need to approach? It's from a legal standpoint. I understand Ms. Marshall has advised us that the annual tax documents will go out. Is there anything in addition to that we could do to notify or possibly have legal review what the other local municipalities are doing to see if there's any need to modify hours right now or just leave business as usual?
Well,
We'll be happy to take a look at that. I can provide you the Tri-Cities hours and the hours of some other municipalities in the state.
Okay.
I know liquor buy.
Chairman here once again. Aside from what the other municipalities do, we also probably need to review the hours in which current permit holders are operating under. If we were to reduce the hours, I would tend to think that it would not apply to the majority of businesses because they are already operating on hours that are not till 3 a.m. Off the top of my head, I mean, Chief Quillen may be more accurate. I don't think there's a handful, maybe five or six, that are operating after midnight. We do need to take into consideration what it would do to their businesses. But from a policing standpoint, I think the police department would have an easier time policing something that's not open till 3 a.m. versus something that might be open till 1 a.m. That's just my opinion, and I'll put it forth for discussion.
So would you need a motion from the board, Mr. Billingsley, to look into that issue?
No,
is that something you can freely look into and report back the next board meeting?
We can look into it and report back. And let me just say this to all of you, if you can hear me. I think you're talking primarily about on-premise permits. Off-premise permits, which usually are convenience stores and grocery stores and things like that, do you want to limit their sales also to a shorter time? I mean, it doesn't matter. I just want to get an idea.
That's a good question. I think other areas have focused on social distancing, and the aspect has been restaurants and bars and pubs, but... You know, I don't know if it needs to apply to off-premise or if we should just focus on-premise. Does anyone else on the board have any thoughts on that?
Well, it would seem to me that you got to treat them equally.
Okay. He said it seemed to him need to treat everybody equally, so...
Okay, I agree. Okay. All right, well, if you could look into that and give us a report and your assessment recommendations next board meeting, I know that'll be early enough in the year that if we need to make any changes, that'll give us enough time to look at proposal of change of hours if needed. Because I foresee the 2021 probably operating under COVID-19 conditions, most likely for the duration of the year, the way things are going. So just looking ahead. All right, any other business, any other discussions?
The chief.
If not, we can move on to... Okay. We can move on if the chief has... Were you any incidents or arrest reports with us, if he has anything?
There were only two, and both of them were at Boogie Mo's, which we don't have to worry about anymore.
Okay, thank you. All right, well, and Chief Quillen, this will be our last official meeting with you on board. I just want to say thank you for your service to the city, and enjoy your retirement, and just... You know, enjoy life. So, if no one has any other business, we'll go ahead and adjourn today's meeting.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Everyone, have a great day.